on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
I'm so excited about this new series. It is the wives and women of country music. Women who are married to some of the biggest stars in country music, or who are artists themselves but also wives. We're talking all about how they navigate this crazy lifestyle. It is so fun being in this music industry, but it is so layered, and these women are incredible. And we're getting real, you guys. We're talking marriage, we're talking babies, we're talking miscarriage, we're talking callings, we're talking everything. It's not just all the glitz and the glam. It is the full story. First up, I have Abby Smyer. She's married to Dan Smyers of Dan and Shay. She is a real life angel. She's saving all the dogs in the world. She grew up in country music. Her dad was in radio. She worked at Warner Brothers Records, where she ended up meeting Dan. They fell in love. Their story's incredible. And she's just one of the most genuine souls I personally know. And she's such a dear friend. So I am so excited to kick off this series with her. And I'm also so excited because this is a series on women that I'm partnering with Ava Women. If you haven't heard of them yet, you've got to, especially if you're a woman trying to conceive, or you have a friend who's trying to conceive, or if you just want to get in touch with your body. Because as we all know, conceiving is not always easy. You have to pee on sticks, take your temperature. You're playing the guessing game with all the apps. It's not ideal at all, and it's hard to predict your most fertile days. So Ava Bracelet is changing the process for women and making it easier than ever to know your fertile window. You wear the bracelet when you sleep. You connect to the Ava app in the morning. You get insights on changes in physiological parameters that detect where you are in your cycle, including your most fertile days, in real time. Ava doubles your chances of conceiving each month. I've been wearing this bracelet and I love it. So if you're planning on growing your family, I could not recommend this more. Head to avawomen.com. That's AVAWOMEN.com. And enter the code REALTALK for $20 off your order. I'm also so excited to tell you guys about the vitamins I've been taking. They're called Care Of. It's a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplement packs to your door. It's super easy. All you gotta do is go on their website, take a 5-minute quiz. They ask you about your diet, health goals, lifestyle choices. Then your vitamins get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy to remember daily packs. It's perfect for someone who's busy and on the go like myself. And Care Of is giving back because a portion of every sale goes towards the Good Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. This is legit, you guys. Care Of offers vegan and vegetarian supplement options. There's post and prenatal vitamin supplements. Care Of makes taking vitamins fun and easy and personalized for you. So I'm telling you, you've got to check it out. And I've got a discount code for you for 25% off of your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code CARO, C-A-R-O. So visit takecareof.com, T-A-K-E-C-A-R-E-O-F.com, and enter the promo code CARO, C-A-R-O, for 25% off your first month's personalized Care Of vitamins. Check it out. All right, here's Abby Smyers.
We're here in the doghouse.
Hi, friend.
Hi, friend. This is the one doghouse you actually want to be in.
It is a good doghouse. It is full of dogs at different number of dogs, just depending on the day.
There we have three right now. They knew we're talking about
them. You're probably going to hear them. Oh, there they are.
Who are you trying to talk to over there, dog?
The squirrels. There are squirrels that run along the top of the fence, and that is what they talk to.
So this is their day.
Yeah. Like, this is their day.
Are they hunting those squirrels? Are they like protecting?
I don't know if they want to be friends with the squirrels or if they like hate the squirrels. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
But it's like urgent.
And there's a lot of squirrels too. This is like an all day thing. It's all day long.
I think about that sometimes. Like I think about Dog World and I think about my dogs.
Yes.
And what Sugar gets fired up about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and she's like giving it her all
about that. Yeah.
It's stress, like real stress.
I know. And see, you can see it. There's another one.
Okay.
And you can also see my dirty windows. Whew.
Hey, I've never washed my windows. I don't even know where.
Do you have to call someone?
I think
you have
to call someone. Being a homeowner, I'm like, is there a manual for being a homeowner?
Whenever my dad is staying with us, he like always comes up with something to do. And I'm like, how do you know to do these things? And he was like, well, you just do them. I was like, but I don't, no one ever told me.
How are you supposed to know?
I know. I'm like, how do I know? I'm like, should I have, like, he was like, did you get your unit tuned? I was like, what does that even mean?
What's your unit?
What's a unit? What am I tuning? I mean, yeah, Dan tunes it.
What does it mean?
Shouldn't say that word. things all the time. I guess it's like your HVAC unit.
Which is your heater?
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get it tuned twice a year. It's never been tuned.
You're supposed to get it tuned twice a year?
That's what he told me.
How do you find how do you find a heater tuner?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, adulting, it's
so hard.
It's a blessing and I'm grateful to be here, but I'm like, help.
Help.
Is there a hotline?
I know. I'm trying to remember who I had this conversation with the other day. Oh, it was a total stranger, a complete stranger. I was having the conversation. She was visiting from Kansas City, Nashville. And so since I'm from Kansas City, we were discussing that. And then her pipes burst at the house because it was snowing and
like
frozen.
Water pipes.
And she was like, I don't know what to do. And I said, call your dad. And she was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because I was like, I don't have an answer.
I don't know. Call your dad.
I
mean, truly. It is just like one thing after the other. We had to get a new roof right when we moved in and a new heater. Had no idea. Sorry.
You're fine.
Had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, wham, bam, just kick it right off.
Those are expensive things.
Real expensive.
Real expensive things.
I know.
Lowood.
Lowood. So how did you get into dogs? Like, when did you first find your big love?
My big love of dogs.
And make it your obsession.
I've always loved dogs. Dogs have been... I always say that I am convinced that I was a dog at some point.
Definitely. What kind?
I don't know. I don't know what kind. But
do you think
I
it's like a mixed breed or purebred?
Okay. Definitely a mixed breed.
You're more mixed breed, hybrid kind of girl.
Definitely a hybrid. But I don't know like exactly which breed.
Okay.
Definitely not any of the breeds I have. I don't like.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't connect with their personality. I connect with them as beings, but I don't understand their personalities.
What are their personalities?
Okay, so Chiefs is like, we didn't know when we named him Chief that we were naming him exactly what he should be named.
He's the boss.
Yes, we were naming him Chief because his rescue name was Natchez, and I like wanted to stick with the theme, and I'm from Kansas City, so the Kansas City Chiefs was like, Chief, perfect. Then his personality came out, and he is the boss, as anyone who knows. Well, he thinks he is.
He's a little sergeant.
Yes. Joy's actually the boss, but Chief has like this big personality and he's just like really worked up all the time.
And then he's really worked up
all the time.
Like, are squirrels like one of the major ones that work him up?
So squirrels don't bother him. He's just like in his own head.
He's just
like,
regulating.
He's an existential crisis kind of guy. Like something is happening in his head.
So this is the White House and he's like on protection lockdown at all times.
And he's just like, he is just on edge, but it's definitely all in his brain. Like the other two will react to like the squirrel outside or like people walking by the house. He is just like in his own head. He's just very angsty, as I call him.
Okay. Okay.
And then Ghost.
Oh, hello. Chief.
I wish that I was Ghost.
Okay,
Ghost is
why.
Happy all the time.
Oh,
no
and
matter
Ghost
what.
A rough life.
He did. He was chained outside for 4.5 years.
Through all the seasons?
For all the seasons, chained to other dogs that were bigger than him, and they would like throw food at them. So he was really skinny when we got him because he was fighting everyone else for food. But despite all of this, he is the happiest dog. His tail is always wagging. He's obsessed with toys.
Aww.
Like when I give him a new toy, he just like can't believe it. He's overjoyed by it. So I wish that I was Ghost. I wish that I was that happy all the time and so overjoyed by every little thing.
And just thankful for the smallest things.
Yes. And even like when like Chief is being mean to him, then he is still so happy. It's like the best. And Joy, I think if I was one of my dogs, I would be Joy.
Okay, talk to me about Joy.
Because I am... My personality is one that I can like definitely turn on.
Okay. I get that.
And so but my heart is very, as I wear my Homebody shirt, that is my heart. And my heart is very introverted, but I can turn on my extroverted self. And Joy doesn't necessarily turn hers on, but she is, I think, me. Like she is constantly feeling this struggle of like, I love people. I want to be around people, but I'm terrified of people. So I think if Joy and I are like the closest.
I totally get that. Yeah. Like, I feel like I can be such a people person.
Yeah.
And talk to anyone. I enjoy people.
Same.
But does it like deplete your mm-hmm. energy? What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it can be really depleting.
I guess because you want to bring your best self.
Yes.
And you want to like be as great as you can. And it's honestly yep. like you have to drop all the other real stuff going on. You can yeah. talk about it, but you just have to like be
1,000%.
1,000%. And it's like hard to stay on that level or something.
I've been trying, I think like everyone, because it's really trendy right now. I've been trying to understand my Enneagram.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Yes.
What number are you?
I'm a 2. Oh, so you're I'm the helper. And it makes total sense. I okay. get it. But I've been really trying to understand it. And I was posed a question of like what I loved about my number and okay. what I hated about
it. Talk to me about that.
And it actually made me really emotional when I started to think about it. But it goes back to what we were just talking about is I love that my number, because I think it makes me very empathetic and compassionate.
Absolutely.
And I love that part of it. But also it makes me have a crippling fear of not being liked.
I get that.
Like so crippling. And when I was like processing that,
because
I don't
you
want to
help
had,
people, yeah, and your biggest fear would be that all of your intentions and yes, your love is like for naught, and people don't 100%,
like you. 100%. Like, and I'm trying. But when you're just focused on it, like that's the other part of a 2 is kind of giving yourself way more than you are probably getting in return.
Okay.
Which I can handle, but then I think that ties into me being fearful of being disliked, and that's
you're giving so much.
100%. And so I think that is the thing that maybe makes putting yourself out there really depleted, because if I'm really afraid of not getting that in return or someone not liking who I am, then I'm like, just want to retreat and yes. be like, here I am in my house. But that was so off topic from your original question of how did I get into dogs.
Joy though. I feel like my spirit animals are my dogs yes, too. Like they reflect your personality.
She does. But she does.
How do you? Okay, so I'm a 4 on the Enneagram, uh-huh. and it's the romantic.
Yep,
and like,
I could see that.
It's. I feel like it's the worst one.
I could see that
because it. I mean, it's such a beautiful one.
It
but
is.
It's like
such a beautiful one.
It's all about this intense passion, mm-hmm. and so when the passion's all positive and going great, I'm
it's
like
all good.
Electric. Yep. The world is magical, sunshine, butterflies. Literally.
Yep. All the time.
I can't even remember a bad thing in my life.
I love that.
When I am in the opposite, like the more of this.
So when you're in your unhealthy part of your
yes,
number.
Like yeah. when I'm like dealing with something mm-hmm. or like super emotional, it's like the world is yeah. over. Absolutely. I don't know how I'm going to get out of here.
How do I get better?
It's raining all the time
Isn't
in my brain.
It so interesting though, when you like, when someone puts it into words for you and then you feel like you kind of understand yourself a little bit more.
Yes.
But just try to live in the healthy part of your number.
How
it's
do
what
you,
we're okay. all trying to do.
So when you're in your unhealthy part of the 2, so uh-huh. say you're at like the massive party.
Yep.
And like all these people are there that you love, but it's like, oh gosh, okay, I got to turn my socializing on. What is yeah. your fear? And then how do you overcome your fear?
So my fear in that, I guess, always just stems back to not being liked for who I am. And so I think sometimes and I don't know if this is part of my number or not. I haven't gotten to that part, but I think that sometimes I fall into a habit of being whatever the people around me want me
to
be.
I totally get that. I can do that too.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, because I want to be liked, I'm trying to be whatever that group of people or that person needs me to be. Mm-hmm. But that's something that I always say to Dan, and something I'm so grateful of him, because he does not care. Oh, we're getting okay, guys. We're getting a FedEx package,
and it is
about to be madness in my house.
Okay, dogs gone wild.
Dogs are gonna go wild. So just be prepared for that.
Okay. Here we go. Symphony of dogs.
Here we go. They might. Yep. Oh, here it is.
Oh,
guys.
Oh, get him, Chief. You tell him who's boss.
All right, everybody. All right, guys, I think they're on. Are they going back to the truck?
That's amazing.
There they are.
Oh, my God. I'm tilted.
Go ahead. Good job, dogs. You scared them away.
Oh.
You did great.
Oh.
That's him bullying his
you
brother.
You did your job.
Did they go back in?
You did
I have
your
to
job.
Sign for something?
Chief, I'm very proud of you. You're a great regulator, Joy and Ghost. Way to step up there.
Did I need to sign for that, or did they get back in?
They're back in.
Okay, so maybe I didn't need to sign for it.
Okay, nobody's leaving.
I feel like they would have stuck around.
Okay,
by should the we door check? Longer. That's all right. It'll come back tomorrow. I'll check.
Okay, let's check. Okay, we'll just do a little quick check.
There might be something dandy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You never know. I mean, I'm always excited when I get a package. Okay. Great. Okay. It's here. Oh. This is why I like this podcast, because we're doing real life. And I feel like it's fun to get a look into people's worlds. Like Abby with the dog world. Okay. She's signing. She loves it. They're all best friends. Oh, that was a party. Okay. Party with the UPS or FedEx. Great. So they needed you to sign?
No, they didn't. They just knew the name. So that was uncomfortable. And oh my gosh. Just had a little love session about tequila.
No way.
Yes.
Isn't that weird when people like know where you live?
Yeah, we've been having a discussion of maybe we should not be addressing things in our name anymore. And that might have been the answer. But it's okay. They were very nice. They loved the song. They were just listening to it.
Speaking of, okay, we're going to come back to the Enneagram because I want to know about this. Okay, party. Yes. But then I want to know, speaking of your husband, Dan. Yes. Dan and Jay had the biggest freaking song ever this year, Tequila.
It was
so
a
I want to talk
song.
About it.
Yes.
I want to talk about how your we'll life's changed, it. All that. But yes. First, back to the
okay,
Enneagram.
Back to the party.
Back yes. to the party.
So, Dan, that's what we were discussing. That is something that I always tell him that I am so grateful for from him, because he kind of, this was something, I think a struggle that I dealt with for so long was being what everyone else wanted me mm-hmm. to be. And Dan is so good about just being himself. And of course he cares very much. And especially when it comes to his art and his craft. And he definitely cares in that respect what people think. But in terms of I don't know, if someone says something negative on social media, I'm affected by it for the rest of my life. He never thinks about it ever one time.
What's his number?
He's never taken it, I would guess he's a three. I'm very confident that he's a three. Three is the achiever.
Okay.
And their kind of validation is by being commended for what they have accomplished, their work or their art or their craft or whatever it is. So I'm very confident that he is very strongly a three, but I'm going to make him take it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. So how do you handle your fear? You're in this room, your helper negative is popping up. It's flaring. Your unhealthy helper's flaring.
I think that honestly, in the last few years, the confidence that he has instilled in me to be myself has really helped me in that.
What
and
a
that
great
I'm
a partner to have.
It is. It's really great because he has made me feel really comfortable with just being myself. So I think that I've been able to eliminate a little bit of the trying to appease everyone else and be what everyone else wants me to be. I definitely still struggle with it all the time. You and I talk about this all the time. It goes back to not being able to say no.
Yes.
Which is something else that I will always work on and probably always struggle with. But I keep trying. I think that is honestly where I would go in terms of trying to feel the healthy part of it is just being comfortable and confident and know that I am enough just as I am. And then I would very much need some alone time with my dogs.
How awesome is it that Abby is so real? She's so real about her insecurities. She's so real about how hard it is for her to say no, but she's working on it. The Enneagram. I've loved learning about the Enneagram. Just like I have loved learning about my body. I have been in a season with learning about my body. That is why I've been so excited about these Care of Vitamins, a monthly subscription that delivers personalized vitamins to my door in individual packs just for me. It's based on my diet, health goals, lifestyle. You go to their website, you take a quick 5-minute quiz. It is so easy. And then voila, you get a pack made for you. Care of puts honesty first, providing that all the research that supports each of their recommendations is backed by a scientific advisory board. Like I said, they have pre and postnatal vitamins, which I'm super excited about. They have vegan and vegetarian options. And if you use the promo code CARO, CARO, and go to their website, takecareof.com, you will get 25% off of your first month of personalized Care of Vitamins. Again, go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code CARO and get 25% off of your first personalized month of Care of Vitamins.
And like I mentioned before, if you're a woman who's ready to conceive a child, or if you just want to get to know your body better, you've got to check out the Ava bracelet. I've been wearing mine every single night, and it is changing the process of just understanding your fertile window and when the best time to conceive is. Nobody likes peeing on sticks, having to take your temperature every day, playing the guessing game. That is such a headache, and it's so hit or miss. But with the Ava bracelet, all you have to do is wear it every single night when you sleep, and then you connect to the app in the morning, and you get all the insights. They tell you how long you sleep, body temperature, and if you're fertile and when your fertile windows are. So it doubles the chance of you conceiving each month. Make sure you head to avawomen.com. That's AVAWOMEN.com. And enter the code REALTALK, REALTALK, for $20 off of your order. Again, go to avawomen.com and enter the code REALTALK for $20 off of your order. All right, let's get back to Abby and hearing more amazing insight because she's the best. What do you do when you're recharging and calming down? Like, what happens in your alone time? What happens in your brain?
My brain is a lot of anxiety and stress, but then my calmness is definitely here, like where we are. I have such a sense of peace in my home, and that is my like recharge place. Target is my recharge place. I want to go to Target today.
Target
actually
does make you just feel it, so good.
It does.
I feel like something's in the air.
I don't know what. Maybe it is. You know how they like pump oxygen in the Vegas? And maybe they do something there too.
I think they do.
I think they might.
And but, the lighting's perfect, and all the clothes are so cute.
They're so cute.
You always need everything in there.
Haley Hubbard and I were talking about this the other day because we're the same. I am. Like shopping is my drug of choice. Okay. And so Target really helps me, or new shoes. But like, if I'm feeling a little upset, if I like find something to buy, I feel a lot better, which is probably not a good coping mechanism. But
that's good. I was going to dye my hair or get a tattoo.
I love it.
A little more permanent though. I need to like probably not
maybe
do that.
Maybe go with shoes.
I told Michael, I was like, I think I'm ready for my half sleeve now. And I'm like,
do it.
He's all about it. But I'm like, okay, think about it for one
I'm
more year.
I'm all about it. Fully support it.
But yes, I like that coping mechanism. Yeah. Okay. So you just recharge, and does it just like silence your brain or something?
Yeah. It does. I think if I...
You need to give it some space.
I need to cut off like for a minute. And I will... Something that I just learned about myself is how negatively I am affected by social media. So I don't know if you've done the update on your phone, but you can limit the amount of time you're on it. Oh. And so it like locks me out. I mean, I can type it in and get back on, which I am definitely guilty of, but it makes me at least think about it. Mm-hmm. And I have... never felt better in the last few weeks of doing that. I only let myself have an hour of social media time a day.
Great.
And since I, you know, do social media for the Dry House with Allie, like by the time I'm done doing my work and then maybe a little bit of personal time, I'm pretty much done for the day by like before 11.
It's like exercising. And it's great. You work it into your schedule.
Right.
And it's then like, I'm blocking this off, and then that's it.
So you can see my puzzle. Like I've been doing a puzzle instead and like trying to think of things that are rather than just scrolling. Cause I think there's like a beauty to social media of like getting to be inspired by other people, but there's also a really deep place of comparison there.
Yes,
and I think I have learned that that's not a really healthy thing for me. So the less time I'm spending on it, the better I feel. Really great. It's been a really freeing thing.
And that is great because it allows you just to stay in your own life.
Right.
Even if you just pop on social media for like 5 minutes here and there, all of a sudden you are flooded with people's lives and what everyone's doing. And you can't help but have your thoughts thinking about
somewhere else
in your brain.
Yeah, because you're, and it has made me feel more present, and it's made me feel much more connected to my own life. And just like, I don't know, it's even made me feel a little nostalgic in times of going back to growing up where none of that existed. And it's really like really fun to go back to that, where I'm just like, I'm sitting here, I'm doing a puzzle, we're watching a Hallmark Christmas movie, and like that was, and not being wrapped up in anything else. And it makes me feel good. So
I'm at this point where I have been having to sit on the same vein, teach myself to be okay with just being in myself.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Like, absolutely.
Sitting down and not letting myself have a distraction for my brain.
Yep.
Really. Like whether it's exercise, whether it's having lunch with friends, whether it's like being on social media, whether it's like scheming up something I need to do for work or something.
Yep.
It's just like constant walking the dog, stressing out about future stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I have made myself, and life has sort of presented this season to me anyway, of just having to be in the
stillness. To shut off a little bit.
And shut off.
And it's really good.
And learn how to just be with myself. Right. Because it's hard.
It is hard. It is hard. And then but it's also so good and freeing. And yeah. You can just be in that space. And it makes me feel
like worthy enough to be alone. Because I feel like a lot of the time I fill myself with time. I fill my time with things because I'm like, I need to be constantly busy or right. else I'm not worthy.
Right.
But I am worthy even if I'm not constantly yeah. busy.
So you're probably a 4-wing 3, aren't you?
Probably achiever.
Yes. Yeah. It's probably your wing.
Oh, God.
But yeah. No, it is. And I think we all need to kind of get back into that space and feel like just... Because, you know, we all grew... Our generation, we know what it was like to not have social media.
We're the last of that.
Yeah. Like, my little brother is never going to know that. But we do know it. And so we need... My little brother's 15. We're 15 years apart. So he's always had social media. And he... like, it's always been around his life. And I just... I want to always remember that time when we didn't and maybe try and recreate a little bit of it. And... Because it does make you feel a lot better. You don't realize it. It makes you feel a lot better to disconnect for a second. And just
it's boundaries. Like,
right.
We've let social media run rampant because it's like, it's such a quick thing to do. And yes. everyone's doing it. So it's like, you can't even get mad at people for doing it anymore.
Yes.
Like back in the day, people were never allowed to have their phones at dinner.
No.
But now everyone's just on social media
all the time.
So it's like, you can't even correct someone for doing it.
Because it's normal.
We all embrace this really bad habit.
Yep.
When really we should create boundaries. Like we have boundaries for everything else.
Yep. That's why
I'm not gonna eat donuts 24 hours of the day.
No, absolutely not.
You'll schedule a time to do it.
Exactly. And it's your cheat time, and that should be something.
And then you enjoy it and you don't beat yourself up about it.
Exactly. It's great. There's I don't know. Do you listen to John Bellion's music at all? Are you familiar with him?
No.
So something that I love about Dan and I's relationship so much is like our love for music and like discovering new music and listening to music and like processing lyrics and things like that. But there's this guy that he introduced me to, John Bellion, and he just came out with his second record. And there is something about his music and his lyrics that every existential crisis I have in my mind, like every single one, like the things that keep me up at night and make me worry about society and my life and things like that, he puts into a song. And it's like, I didn't even know until I heard it. Then I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly how I feel. Like that is what makes me upset. And he has this song on his new record called The Internet. And it's basically the line is, life became dangerous the day we all became famous. No one cares if you're happy just as long as you claim it. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, like it's so true. Like we take that as fact and word in these like curated moments that we have created on the internet. And they're like, oh, well, oh my gosh, like look how happy they are, when we have no idea because we haven't even stopped to ask them because they look really happy on the internet.
Yes.
And so it's a really, that song is like, and it's like, he has such sick tracks and it's like real upbeat, but like the words, you're like, oh my gosh. And, you'll have to listen to this song, Stupid Deep. It's my favorite.
What's
and
that
you'll
about?
Really like connect to it.
I
think
Stupid Deep. It's exhausting.
It's basically like maybe everything I've been chasing, like maybe who I am is just fine. Like maybe everything that I do is for validation from someone else. But like, even though I'm okay, and it's like the hole inside my heart is stupid deep, like all of that, and you'll love it. It's just like, it's just a song that makes you be like, oh my gosh.
I can do me.
Yeah. Like, and you're just like, that is what I feel all of the time, but I could never verbalize it in the way that he does. So
I do think the plus of social media is, for instance, like this, and music in general, is people at this point, I think we're hitting a wall with it. We're like, okay, there's something, there's a dark side to
there
it.
There is.
When it first came out, it was like, social media, pictures, no big deal.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
We get to see pictures of our friends. Amazing.
Great way to keep up. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everyone became a parent of the comparison thing because everyone talks about it.
Yep.
And now I feel like we're entering into a time where it's like, it's a wonderful time because it's like, we're all figuring out, okay, how can we be honest?
Yes.
Because we're all crying out that we need honesty and people to be real and not perfectly curated.
Yep.
And I feel like something's happening where some people are getting brave enough to share their real stories
and
thoughts on social media.
Absolutely.
And that's where I'm loving that
it's going. And it's great because I think...
It's starting conversations.
Yeah. I mean, like the king of influencer, the fat Jewish, he did an article and it was so interesting the other day that it was like, the influencer is dead. Like mm-hmm. we are all so sick of the same thing over and over, and the repetition and the curated story, where he was like, he's not saying like Instagram's going to go away, but that kind of story is over. Like,
people want
and
real.
Yes. And like, people just want to see life, and they're over this curated story that everyone's trying to point out. So
yes,
it was a really, it was a New York Times article.
That's
and
awesome
it was really,
him
it was,
that.
Yeah. A guy whose entire livelihood has been based on being an influencer. And so it was really, it was a really interesting article, because you're just like, I don't, I mean, that's why he's getting into like alcohol brands and things like that, because he's trying to figure out where there's like a more sustainable future for himself. And it was more of like a business article than anything, but there were some elements to it that were also, you know, a psychological element too. So it was really interesting.
I love that. And I love this. And I love, I just love that people can share their real stories.
Yeah.
So, okay, you were in music before. Yeah. Anything. Your dad was in music. You grew up in music. Talk to me about your musical journey, how you ended up at Warner. It led to you meeting your husband.
It did. The
now
best thing ever.
Now you've been on a wild ride. So
yeah.
Just kind of like start me out from the start.
So my dad was in radio for 41 years.
And he was like the best.
He's the best.
Everybody
he retired
loves him.
2 years ago. And he was in radio in Kansas City, started in pop, and then they flipped his station to country, and it was like the end of the world for him. He was like, I cannot program
sad.
Country music. Oh my God. Now you couldn't get him to listen to anything else. He won't listen to anything but country music. But I remember when they flipped his station from pop to country, and he had such a cool and unique career himself, because I mean, he's gone through 8 owners, and that is not a normal thing
wow.
in radio. Most people, unfortunately, are let off. Like, they're going to be let go when they get a new owner or a format change or anything like that. Like, a lot of people lose their jobs, and he never did. He was with the same station for 28 years.
Wow.
Started when he was 15 in his small town of Emporia, Kansas, where he's from. But then when he moved to Kansas City and got the job at Q104, that was, I mean, he's never been anywhere else. And had a few like cool promotions in that, where he was then became the operations manager of the whole cluster. So he got to go back to the pop format a little bit, but he exclusively programmed the country station for.
And programming means he makes the playlist
yes.
that all the stations that he programs for listen to.
Correct.
So he is like the DJ of all these stations.
Yeah,
picking it
he's picking it all out. He was on air for a little bit. He did the morning show for a long time. But he always programmed that station. And then he had programmers for his the stations that he oversaw, like the mm-hmm. pop station, the easy listening station. But he never gave up control of Q104. It was like his brainchild, and he loved it. So I just kind of grew up all around that.
And that means you have to stay on top of music. You have to stay on top of artists,
yes.
new artists, songs. And so you're growing up hearing all the newest artists, all the newest songs, having your own opinions probably because you're thinking, oh, this is how songs get picked.
Absolutely. And especially with him, like, this is a no bias statement. He is a guy who's always supported new artists and always wanted to give the new artist a chance. And, you know, this novel idea of actually paying an artist to come play in their market, but he always paid them, you know, and he was just like he was a really big supporter of music and new music and country as a whole. And
tell us his name.
Mike Kennedy is his name, and he's the best. Hi, Dad. But he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and that was kind of like he wanted to do that before he retired. So after that happened, he retired a couple of years after that. And I think he's a little bored now. So maybe we'll find him something to do. I was always exposed to music. I was around music. I went to my first concert when I was 4 years old. I've been to 1 trillion concerts in my lifetime, especially now with Dan and as an adult. But I just was always around music. I've always loved music. I love discovering music and, you know, watching his job. I was like, all right, well, being a record promotion person sounds amazing. So that
and
was
talk
kind
to me
of
what
my
that is for people
so,
listening.
So for, that is basically the label contact for my dad or people who program like my dad. And so
you're, it's like the record label representative
of the
artist. So like Dan
correct.
And Shay was on Warner Brothers. You represented Dan and Shay's mm-hmm. song, and then you called all these radio stations saying, here's why you need to add this song
exactly.
to your playlist.
And you can go that in a variety of ways, just letting the music speak for itself, giving sales stories, giving market stories, concerts, iTunes,
showing numbers. Yeah, like sales, like numbers.
Exactly. Whatever it is, you can go like a numerical route. You can go purely emotional. Like that's
show like videos of a crowd reacting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost like a sales job in a way, because you have those certain relationships and partners where you can just be like, I've built this relationship, like we're buds, here's this song, and they're going to play it.
And
Or you're going to not have that relationship with everyone, so you have to prove it with, you know, a story. And so that's what I thought I always wanted to do. And so I moved, I did internships from 18 on. So I went to school at the University of Missouri, lived in Nashville every summer interning, did my first one at UMG, did two at Sony. And then after, you know, you think you put in all this time and you're like, well, I'm going to just move right to Nashville and have a job. There were no jobs. So I was just sitting in my college town, like twiddling my thumbs. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do because there aren't any jobs. And finally someone called me and they had a temp job at CAA doing ticket counts. And I was like, well, it'll get me to Nashville. So I moved down here, was doing this like $10 an hour temp job where I literally just called people and asked for ticket sales. That was my whole job day in and day out. It starts to drive you crazy. And 5 months into it, Chris Palmer at Warner Brothers called me. He knew that I always wanted to work in promotion and said he was going to have an opening as his coordinator. So I went in, I interviewed, and funny enough, the two people, it was myself and this girl, Anna Cage, who I love dearly. She was Gloriana's day-to-day, and we were both up for the job, and I ended up getting it. But what's funny about that is, like, years later when I left Warner, Anna took my job. And so now she is Dan's Northeast Regional.
Oh, that's awesome.
And took my job. So I had a really short stint as coordinator at Warner because really sadly, the Northeast Regional, Lindsay Wallaman, was diagnosed with cancer and passed away about 3 months after her diagnosis at 28.
I remember that. That was so
it was horrendous.
Unbelievably sad.
She was my like intern coordinator at my very first internship when I was 18. And so like life full circle, then I got this coordinator job years later and I was her coordinator and it was so cool. And then when she got sick, they asked me to step in her region. And of course I had every expectation of going back to being a coordinator. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, I'll help her in any way she can because she couldn't really travel, especially when her treatment got really serious. And so I would travel and cover her shows and do all of that. And then when we were at the ACMs, we all left before the awards because we found out that she had taken a turn. So we all flew down to Houston to MD Anderson to try and be with her. And unfortunately, she passed before we got there. But it was a really weird time in my life because that was not only like my friend, but my coworker and kind of my idol because she was this like young girl just killing it in the job that I wanted to do. And so being instantly promoted in that manner was really challenging. It was challenging from a personal standpoint, but also it was a really uncomfortable role to fill when you're taking someone's job who was so loved and she was so young and it was so devastating. And, you know, I'm equally as devastated as everyone else is because this was my friend, but I have to still do this job that was hers. And
it was your dream job too.
It was.
And now it's sad.
Yeah. So it started really hard and, I had a really hard time with it, honestly. I felt not guilt because I knew it wasn't my fault, but I did feel uncomfortable. It felt very odd and it felt...
You probably didn't feel good enjoying yourself
either. I didn't.
Either.
No, and I missed her. And like yeah. She was the one who taught me how to be a regional. And so it was just...
You wanted to do it with her side
absolutely,
by side.
Absolutely. And that was not how I ever anticipated getting that job, yeah. You know? And so it was just like a weird time. We got over that and I got into regional world and one day there was like a demo set on my desk and it was 22 songs and it was so weird because usually when someone brings you a demo, like an artist trying to sign, it's like four of their very best songs were like slaving over and I get this thing that's 22 songs. I was like, what in the world is this? And I start listening to them, and it's 22 songs I loved. And I went into my boss, Chris Palmer's office, and I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's these two guys, Dan and Shay. They're like, we're desperate to get them, but every label in town is too. So they're going to be in this week. Like, be sure to go say hi.
In fact, they have 22 songs.
22 songs. Like, and they were already and almost done. And that was, it was so crazy. And so I remember them coming in, and my other boss, Chris Stacy at the time, he was the senior VP of promotion. He came in and was like, you got to go meet the guys. They're down the hall. So I went in. I was so busy that day. So I just like went in the office, said hello, said I loved the music and left.
Were you like, you're hot in your mind?
I didn't even think about it. Didn't even cross. None of that even crossed my mind. I was just like, you know what? I'm in, I'm out. And like I said hello, but I had so much to do that day. So I left. And the crazy part about it now is that like Dan remembers every element of that interaction, what I was wearing, like all of this stuff.
So it's like love at first sight
for him. We always say for him. But I just wasn't even thinking about it.
And
you know?
It's your artist.
Yeah. That just wasn't even close to anything on my mind. He was hopefully going to be my artist, and then he was there. It just never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And it was just, we ended up signing them, and then they were on our team. Cause I asked Espo, I was like, I have to work these guys. And he was like, done. And I remember them like playing, and I knew every song, and he was like, that solidified it for me putting them on the, your team, the Warner Atlantic.
And that's something too, like having a champion is crucial. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you loved this band and you wanted to fight for them, that is so much better for Dan and Shay to be with someone like you, who's like, I get you. I'm going to go to
bat. I care. Yes.
Cause some people, even though they're great, they don't go to bat for an artist.
Totally.
And there's a big difference.
There is. And you know, I just was like, there's something here, and I think this is so special. And so we ended up working them, and then I found out, you know, pretty close into the working together thing that he had already asked Chris Stacy if he could ask me out.
Your boss?
My boss. He went to my boss. Yes. And Chris was like,
he's a gentleman.
But I was so taken aback by it because I had no idea. Like, I truly was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, yeah. And I told him, like, there's no rules against it, but I don't know if it's the best idea. And I was like, oh, well, he's crazy. Like, I'm not interested. You don't have anything to worry about.
At this point, had y'all become, like, friends?
We had become friends, yes,
absolutely.
Because you're traveling,
you're taking him across the country to radio stations.
We were definitely friends. We had a ton in common. We both loved music. And, like,
You're both vegetarians? Were you both vegetarians?
We weren't at that point. We did that together.
Okay.
And so, you know, it was just... I was just like, I had not even thought of that. Like, I definitely liked him as a person. But
he's not too bad to look at.
No, he's fine to look at. But I think that, like, maybe triggered a subconscious thing that was always there when I heard that. And so I remember calling my mom and being like, well, now I'm like, do I really like this guy? Because then I was, like, starting to think about it. I was like, well, wait, like, we do get along really well. And we have so much in common. And I was like, but I can't. I mean, he's my artist. And then, as you know, like, I took them on radio tour. So we spent a lot of time together.
And traveling. Having dinners. And you're getting to know each other.
Yes. And so then it became very much undeniable. But I was still very hesitant and reserved because of work. And but eventually we were like, all right, this is serious. And we had to have the conversation. Yeah, I'm like, you know, if I'm going to go have this talk with my bosses, this has to be for real. And he's like, well, I've been all in since the day I met you. So he was like, you have to think about it for yourself. And
Dan, he loved you so much.
He did. And he still does. Thankfully. Thankfully, I haven't scared him away yet.
You're never good.
But yeah, so then we told my bosses, and they were like, it's not ideal, but like, we'll figure it out. And we worked together for about 9 months before. And all of this aside, I had kind of come to the realization that what I thought was my dream job was not for me.
Yeah.
Stemming back to my personality, that is a challenging job.
Many people to make sure that like you, when those people are trying not to like
Correct.
You.
Correct. So
that's like your nightmare.
It was. It really was.
Did that crush your
spirit? It did. And that was ultimately like, that's what I always say is like, I love Warner. I love so many of my friends at radio, but that specific job crushed my soul.
And for everyone listening, being a regional, what Abby was, is you have to go to the radio stations, hang out with the head programmers of the stations, and you basically have to convince them why they need to add the song. And they are not hesitant at all to be like short.
Yes.
A little intense with their feelings. They don't try to sugarcoat
anything. And sometimes you're bearing your soul. Like when you are truly passionate about something and then you're like, oh my gosh. And like, so it's a lot of rejection. It's a lot of hearing no. And exactly like you said, I don't think I've ever even thought of it in that way, is that I want people to like me, and those people, and I was having to prove myself,
and they're honestly giving you all the reasons why they don't like you and your artist.
Exactly.
It's and a nightmare.
It is. And I ultimately, through a lot of discussion with my family and Dan, because it was, it, you know, it's, I was so young.
How old were you?
I was 24. Okay. And then I did it for 16 months. So I was 25 when I eventually left, but it was like a lot of, you know, for a 24, 25 year old, it's pretty good money.
Yes.
And so I was just like, and it was what I always wanted to do. And I was like, what am I doing? But I mean, it got to a point where I was so stressed. I mean, losing hair, it just like wasn't a good fit for me.
What is that when you have this dream your whole life that this is what you want to do? This is your fairy tale.
Yep.
You get it, you're making great money, you're young, you're independent, you're living out your dream, and then all of a sudden you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Now, do you feel insane?
Kind of.
You totally lose your direction because you've held this thought for like years now, especially you, because you knew it at a young age.
Yes, you feel weird.
For like decades, you've believed that this would be your dream.
And I didn't have another plan. And so I was like, what do I do now?
So what happens?
Well, I mean, I just had to really process it, and I was like, I think I really focused on the fact that I was only 25, and I was like, I don't want to at 35 have been doing this whole time and been like, and just forcing myself to, because it was my dream, and be like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm 25. I know my heart knows that this is not where I'm going to be happy.
How do you know? What's that feeling?
I just knew from my physical response from the stress, like, and feeling how bad I felt, I knew that I did not want to do that forever.
It physically was taking its toll. And your soul felt heavy?
It did. And there were certain like wonderful things about it. Like I love Warner.
Of course. And some people are made for this job.
Some people are.
And they thrive with like the competition of getting the people to get on board. And it's like a dream job.
It is. And
for some people. It has to be a personality.
It does.
Not everyone can do it.
I knew I wanted to make sure that I was successful at it before I left, because I didn't want to leave it because I knew it didn't feel right from the beginning, but I didn't want to leave it. And I wanted to make sure that it didn't feel right because I just maybe wasn't succeeding at it. So I like put in time
I'm going to make this happen.
And so I was very good at it, but then that made me know for sure. I was like, you know what? Like I know the squirrels again. I was like, I know for sure.
You're not quitting because you didn't succeed.
I'm quitting because it wasn't right.
And, I love that.
And so I did that, and Dan fully supported all of that and was like, we'll figure it out. And it was the best decision, and it was the best of both worlds too, because again, how much I love Warner and everyone in that building, I still get to see them all the time and spend time with them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I get to still be with my people, and that is
a
highlight in our life. Yes. And they're just such wonderful people, and we've been through so much together as coworkers, and then now as Dan's wife. And it was definitely the best decision, and it was great. And Warner has changed my life because I met Dan through them. That's how we got Joy. That's how I got started in animal rescue.
I just want to take a minute to say, how awesome is it to hear how Abby has navigated her life? She had her dream job. She realized it was no longer what she was passionate about. She let herself evolve. I feel like being a woman, there are so many pieces to it. And especially when you get to the point in your life like I am, when you're ready to add a baby into the picture, it is hard to conceive sometimes. There's like a tiny little fertile window, and you have to find that fertile window each month. Or if you miss it, you got to wait till the next month. Peeing on the sticks, checking your temperature every day, playing the guessing game, like I've said before, it's so difficult, but Ava Bracelet makes it easy. All you have to do is just wear this bracelet. I keep talking about it because it works for me. I don't support anything that doesn't work. This bracelet works. It doubles your chances of conceiving each month. I'm telling you, if you're ready to
Bring a baby into your world. Head to avawomen.com, AVAWOMEN.com, and enter the code REALTALK for $20 off your order. I'm promoting this because it works. I've had so many friends who've had success stories from the Ava bracelet. I use it every night, so check it out if you're ready to grow your family. AvaWomen.com, and enter the code REALTALK for $20 off your order. Okay, Abby, tell us more.
How'd you get Joy?
So Rebecca Sterk Gordon was an A&R at the time, and she was fostering this puppy, and I was sitting in my office and I could hear people cooing, and I was like, it's either a puppy or a baby. And I went out there and it was a puppy, and it was her foster dog, and I sent Dan a picture of her, and he was like, you want to bring her home? I was like, sure. And so we took her to like on a trial run, and within a day we knew we were going to keep her. So we got this dog, and that was my introduction to Proverbs. And
that's the rescue.
Yeah. And that, so Proverbs 12:10 Animal Rescue is a rescue that Dan and I have become super, super involved with. And all three of our dogs are from there. And she is the reason that I found Proverbs. And so, and she was my first rescue. We had, I had a lab that I had gotten from a breeder just because my parents had gotten dogs from breeders and I didn't know any different. And she was my intro, and we call her the original rescue.
Oh.
And she was my original rescue, and she's making funny noises.
Because she knows you're talking about
and her. And she sees a squirrel. I know, Joy, baby girl.
You're so
bad. Come here, baby. But she is... She was the reason that I became so passionate about animal rescue, and now it's like my whole life. I try to volunteer as much as I can. I try to help bring attention to them, to help get dogs adopted.
Dogs back and
yes,
forth.
I will transport dogs. We foster when we can, and I try to bring awareness to not just their cause, but adoption in general, because I know that I wasn't super familiar with rescue until I got really familiar with rescue. And I just want people to know that it's an option. I hate it because people are always like, don't judge me, I did this. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't have any judgment. I always say that I always will say rescue a dog. That is my philosophy. That's how I feel. But if that doesn't work for someone, that's okay. There's no judgment. I just want to bring awareness to how wonderful rescue dogs are and how many great dogs there are in shelters that need a second chance. And
we've always had rescue dogs, and they are the best dogs. They might have their little quirks here and there from their abuser if they've had trauma.
Yep.
But they are the sweetest.
They
most
are
loving,
and they just love you so
dogs.
Much. Yep. I mean, like, I am my dog's whole world, and that is like a really cool feeling. I'm like, these babies love me so much.
I know.
And they bring so much to me too.
And they sit at the dinner table and on the
table. Yes, and on the table and in the chair. When we first moved into this house, Caroline came over for dinner, and we were just all sitting there eating pizza. We had like no furniture, nothing going on. And we just look over, and Ghost had just sat down like he was one of the girls. He's sitting there, had a plate of pizza in front of him.
This is what we're doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is dinner. This is what we do. And it happens pretty regularly with Chief. When Dan and I are having dinner, he'll just come sit in one of the like captain's chairs, like he, again, the chief of the house.
Chief, I mean,
it's
can't
so
help it.
Great. But they're so special.
How's it been watching the skyrocket of Dan and Shay's success?
It has been crazy this past year.
What are the different emotions that you feel?
It's the last year has just been so crazy because having been with Dan for the last 5.5 years and taking them on radio tour and seeing when no one showed up to anything, and then there's just been a shift. I think it was most visible this summer
with tequila.
With tequila, for sure. Tequila has changed our lives. Thank
that
you,
like
Jordan Reynolds and Nicole Gallion. It
has
changed our lives.
Every artist has like that one song that's just like the game changer. I mean, they have a lot of songs, but like the one that's just like, okay, this was the game changer.
It has been, and it's been so special to watch. Like, we all loved that song, but we never could have predicted what it was going to do.
So what did it do exactly?
I mean, it has been... The song has not only was it their fastest chart rise in terms of number one, but it's just been from a radio standpoint, but from a sales standpoint, it's been really crazy. From just opening up new doors for them in terms
and a new bit, right?
Yeah, it's at pop radio right now, which is really cool and exciting. And it's just been this, I think it introduced them to a whole new audience as well. And so it's just kind of what it's made their fan base grow a lot. And, you see it at shows. And I think that's been the biggest thing for me to watch, just having been at the shows in the beginning and now being at them. It's just a whole different energy in such a cool way. And I mean, who's like now Speechless is going to be their fastest song. And that's really cool too.
And that shows wedding videos.
Yes. That's the wedding video one. And
which
that's so
gorgeous,
cool, but we
it's
don't,
real.
It is. And that's real. I mean, we've had people ask us if that was a recreated wedding. We're like, nope, those were our actual weddings. We didn't recreate them. But who's to say that Speechless would have had that same platform without Tequila,
totally.
You know? And so Tequila has just been transformative, and we always tried to be very grateful and happy for what it has done for us. And even from, we were talking about it a couple of nights ago, it's like Jordan Reynolds, who wrote the song with Dan and Nicole Galleon, we would not have known him, and he is now our best friend. He and his wife Taylor, like, they bought a house. We're calling it the house Tequila built a mile away from us. Like, they were able to buy a new home, and they're just such special people. And we just wouldn't have that friendship without that song.
Yep.
So even at like the base level, despite all the stuff that it's done for Dan's career and Shay's career, it's like, it's been just even on a personal level, mm-hmm. it's like allowed us to have that new friendship and that relationship that we cherish so much. And then, I mean, then Jordan has 6 songs on the record, all started from Tequila, and he and Dan write all the time. And it's just like a really special friendship that they have that never would have come about without it. So I try to think about those things too, that are so much, that seem smaller than
they're really huge.
Than double platinum records and like things like that. But they're huge. It's like, that's such a special thing, and we'll cherish them forever and ever. So it's cool.
What have you noticed about fame? The good aspects and the maybe not as delightful aspects?
The good is, and I think this goes back to our social media talk, I think that the platform allows you to raise awareness for things. So just on like such a small level, we get more adoption applications at Proverbs because of it and things like that. So it gives you an opportunity to be influential that you wouldn't have. I think it's the negative, obviously, is maybe for Dan, attention that he doesn't want.
Because he's not like dying for attention.
He's not.
He wants to live in a studio and make music.
Exactly. He loves making music, and the fame part is just an element of that, the artist thing. But he's not an attention guy. So I think that's definitely something that he struggles with. But again, it all comes back to being a positive, because his music is being heard by more people, and the stuff that he slaves over day in and day out to create, more people are getting to see it and hear it and feel it. And that's a really big positive. I don't think I find too many negatives in all of it. I think there's way more positive than negative, which is a really good thing. And thankfully people are pretty nice to us for the most part.
And what would you say about this community of women? Because the wives of country music artists and just like entertainment industry people in general, it's a strong community.
It's the best.
Explain to me about this community, because it's rare.
I'm going to probably feel really emotional about it today, just with the week that we have had that has been filled with a little bit of disappointment.
And that was CMA week.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are talking 2 days after CMA.
I'm sorry. And, you're like right in the middle of it all.
It's okay. And, you know, it was a disappointing week, and that's... And, you know, there's been a lot of sadness in that.
And just for anyone listening, it's because Dan and Shay were nominated for Duo of the Year. And it was a great
yes.
group of people. But this was like a moment for them. And
it's been a big year for us. And 4 nominations, we thought at least one this year.
Totally.
We thought one. And so there's some disappointment.
I love that Dan was honest on his Instagram today and just said, I'm human. I've been sad about it.
Yeah. And it's not to say that anyone was more or less deserving of
no,
a win. We just were hopeful.
Yeah.
And we love everybody in this community and everyone that won. And it is, but it's, that doesn't mean that there isn't some sadness and disappointment and a loss. So, and and overall this year is a win. There's, yes. But it just on such a big platform, judgment hurts.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing and positive of all this was the support system I had in my fellow wives. The messages and texts and things of love that I received that night and yesterday, that's what we talked about. That's just I cherish that so much. And it not only meant so much to me, but to me, then that's the win in itself. I was Haley for the most, I just adore her more than life, but Haley Hubbard sent me some of the most encouraging and loving texts, and we were up for a lot of the same awards.
Because her husband's Tyler, yes. FGL, and she's...
So they lost too. And
That's so sweet.
Yes, and so she, of course, I'm sure feels the same disappointment that we felt, but I know Tyler reached out to Dan too, but the words of encouragement and things that she shared with me yesterday made me, and even again today, like I heard from her first thing in the morning, it's like, that is such a precious, precious thing. And I don't know if other genres have the same community that we do. They might, but I think it'd be hard to match the friendships and the loyalty and just the genuine love we all share for one another. And I mean, this includes you. It's just, we have these like, girls who want everyone to succeed, and mm-hmm. we want our husbands to succeed equally, and there's just no competition in it, and
we can really lean on each other,
right? And
like in a real way,
it's so real, and like we understand each other in a way that maybe not everyone can, and because we're all living these same lives, but I find it so precious that even though we are in a world that has competition, that we don't view it that way.
Yes.
We all want each other to succeed. We root each other on. We want everyone to have success, because then that means we're all going to have success together.
And you don't want to not have everyone having a great time.
Exactly.
Because we all enjoy it.
And ultimately, the success that everyone has pushes the genre forward, yes. and that opens more doors for all of us.
Amen
and
to that.
It's so true. And we just all want it for each other. And I find it just really special that we get to have it.
Sometimes I can't believe it, because
I know
we have such a large group of women, yep. who are so kind.
So
kind. And the husbands are. And like exactly what you said.
Yep.
Everybody wants to succeed, but like everybody wants everybody to succeed.
Too. Yep.
And you're rooting for everyone, and you, yes. feel the pain, and you
feel
the joy.
We all feel it for each other. Yes.
You see the whole story in the picture, and you're just like, you just feel it. We're all real with our feelings, yep. about it.
And it's so important. And I just feel that's just like the most treasured thing of all of this. And that might be the positive of all of the success, is the friendships that we've gained from it, and getting to just be on a ride with a really amazing group of people. And it's really, really special. And, you know, it's like those friendships mean more than any award. So
you're so right.
Yeah, they're, it's really, really awesome. And, you know, Dan and I are really lucky too, to get to have Shay and Hannah on it with us. You know, like we get to share in the ups with people, but we get to also have the support in the downs. It makes it, you're not as alone in
so
it.
So true.
We're sharing the same feelings, and
it's
you
so
don't
nice.
Feel.
It's like a sibling or something.
Right.
Just to be able to talk about it.
Right.
Because you get it.
We feel the same things, and you don't feel as alone in it. Mm-hmm. There's someone else that's sharing in your joys and in the sads too. So it's, you know, we're really lucky in this community, and Nashville is so special, and I don't think that there's any other community like it.
I agree.
Right, Chief?
Okay, we're going to wrap up. To wrap up a little bit before I ask you the last question, why is it important to be vulnerable and to be able to share? Because that's really hard to do.
It is. It's so hard. And like putting yourself out there is, and from someone who deals with extreme anxiety, it's like really hard to put yourself out there, because the second I share something vulnerable, I like immediately want to take it back.
Vulnerability, like, yeah. remorse.
Yes. You're like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have shared that.
I feel like I'm naked. Like I might as well put a naked picture of me, yes. on Instagram when I overshare.
Right. You're like, oh my gosh, I shared way too much, and now, yes. that's not going to be accepted. But then 99% of the time it is, and then I'm so grateful for it. Like,
and you know your heart is good.
Right. You know what you shared was for a reason. And I think when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, and then we get the response that we were looking for, then it's like makes it so much bigger, because if you're not sharing anything and you're just having these like surface level interactions, then yeah, you're not putting yourself out there and you're not going to be scared, but then you don't get the response that like heals you. Or
yes.
And like when you put yourself out there and then you have someone be like, I'm so glad you shared that, or I feel that same way, like here, and feeling like you're not alone in your feelings, that's a really, really big part of it. And it goes back to me telling you to listen to the John Bellion record, because he's the most vulnerable artist. I mean, it is, it's insane to me, like the things that, but there are things that we're all feeling. And if he didn't share those feelings, like I wouldn't be sitting here telling you about it and telling you how much it made me feel and allowing me to be vulnerable too.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Abby, you're amazing. So
you're amazing.
To wrap up, this yes. whole thing's inspiring, but leave your light. If you're going to pass something on, like with how you would wish your, what you're trying to do with your life, how you want to inspire mm-hmm. others, maybe if you're talking to young people or just somebody who's looking up to you and saying like, man, you're amazing. How do I get to be like you? Or how, you know, what is your inspiration?
My biggest thing, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, is I want all of us to do something. There is a lot going on in our world and a lot of negative. And I think sometimes it's easy to be complacent because we're all very fortunate and very blessed. And it's something Caroline and I were talking about before we started this. And I think we all need to do something bigger, whether it is animal rescue or bringing someone food that is experiencing homelessness, or even just as small as being kind to one another. I think I'm in a place right now where I just want to try and make a difference in whatever way that it is. And I think we all need to do that. And even if it was as simple as if you voted a couple weeks ago, that's so important. I just want to make sure that we're all thinking about the impact that we're making on the world and try and be a positive one.
If we all do something positive collectively, yep. just a little bit, the ripple effect will
start. It's huge, yes. And it's really important right now because there's a lot of negativity that we could focus on, but I really want to focus on the positive and trying to make something good in this world.
I love that. I love it.
I love you.
I love you. You're the best.
You're the best.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me and Abby on this episode of my Wives series. Next week, I have Hannah Mooney joining me. She is married to Shay of Dan and Shay. So this is Abby's sister wife. She is amazing. She grew up on a farm. She is so capable. She's so beautiful. She also is a pageant girl on accident, but she's just such a shining star. She kicked ass in the pageant world. Hannah's story is so amazing. She's the happiest person on earth. And Shay, her husband, is the funniest person on earth. They're an incredible couple. And you guys, like I've mentioned throughout this whole episode, women especially, if you are wanting to grow your family, make sure you check out Ava Bracelet. They are game changing it for women who are trying to conceive. You wear the bracelet at night. It tracks all of your body temperature. It lets you know how you're sleeping. It gives you a full report of when your most fertile window is, and it doubles your chances of conceiving each month. So check them out. AVAwomen.com. Use the code REALTALK for $20 off your order. Again, it's AVAwomen.com. Use the code REALTALK for $20 off your order. Ladies, I'm telling you, if you're ready to grow your family, this is the jam. We will see you next week. I hope you love this as much as I did. I love you guys. Bye.